Welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show. I'm David Gardner, broadcasting from Fool Global Headquarters here in Alexandria, Virginia. Here each week to talk about the motley world of money and business. On this week's show, we'll talk to the CEO of Craigslist. It's an incredibly popular website that's giving newspapers fits. And we'll play our signature game, What Did the Fed Chief Say? But we're going to begin the show by talking about a few stock market stories that showed up on our Motley Fool radar this week. And here to provide some perspective is Motley Fool senior writer Rick Munares, who joins us from Orlando, Florida. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, David.
Rick, let's begin with big news from General Motors. It was a big headline this week that the automaker announced it's going to lay off 25,000 workers by the year 2008.
Yeah, and you have to look at General Motors. It's no longer the same General Motors that your dad or your grandfather, or your great-grandfather once invested in. This is a company that if you look at the stock over the past 3, 5, 10 years, it's basically gone nowhere. And you take General Motors, and you take Ford, and you combine them, and that's a $35 billion market cap. And what the market is pretty much saying is that a company like Yahoo is worth more than those two companies combined. A company like eBay is worth more than those two companies combined. And a company like Google is worth twice as much as both of those companies combined.
Very telling statistic. I don't think I've ever invested in an American automaker myself, Rick. I don't know whether you have, but it's a very expensive business just to crank it up each day. The big machines, the big costs, aluminum and all the rest. We're talking about something that is not that profitable to do, and yet it's done on such a wide scale. It has a big brand, but not much profit.
Yeah, and it's a low-margin business, and for the most part, there was a time when you would think, hey, GM has an advantage there. You know, Ford, Chrysler, GM, those are the three U.S. big automakers. They have it all. But nowadays, you know, there's no longer a stigma to buy a car that isn't from the U.S. companies because all the foreign car companies, they're making their cars here.
Well put. Another story that caught our attention this week was Apple's announcement that it was switching to Intel processors. Now, Rick, Intel's been traditionally associated, of course, with Microsoft and all those other PC companies like Dell. What's going on here?
Apple, for the longest time, they've been using chips that were made by IBM in their computers. And, I mean, IBM isn't sweating this move. It was a very small part of their total business. And Intel, when you look at Intel, it's not like they're going to make a whole lot of money since it's still going to be a small fraction of what they're doing these days. Apple is the company I'm worried about here. Apple is the company that is actually telling them all their users, their faithful fan base, hey, you know, for the next few months, we're going to be putting these computers out there on the market that may be obsolete depending on what these new chips do when we get together with Intel next year.
And that seems to fight right in the face of all of Apple's iPod momentum. I know you and I both feel that a lot of people these days are saying, hey, I got my iPod. I really like Apple. I do need a new computer. Maybe I'll actually take a look at Apple this time.
Yeah, and that's been working great because, I mean, Apple's computer business over the last few years was basically shrinking year after year until about a year, 2 years ago. Once the iPod came out, people started buying more Macs. And now all these people that they're looking to Mac for answers, they're being told, hey, you know what? We're in a transition phase right now with our chipset. Maybe you want to wait a few months, and that may hurt Apple in the near term.
Rick Munares is a senior writer for The Motley Fool. He joined us from Orlando, Florida. Rick, thanks for joining us on The Motley Fool Radio Show.
Always a pleasure, David.